Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18,
get out, goddamn it!
Get the point.
Good.
Enough.
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
Let's talk about sex.
Get it up. Get it up.
I can't wait anymore.
I like to watch.
Whatever you desire, I know you'll like it.
Do it. Do it.
We do it all night long.
The hottest show on the internet. 10 City Radio. You know, I was looking for all the time with his usual bullshit. We doing good.
They doing good.
We doing good. We doing good. All right, blessed to be here.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
As you see, ain't much change.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, man.
Daughter. How's your daughter?
Oh, she's fine. Thank you for asking. How you doing? What you want to talk about? We ain't heard from you for so long, we just going to give you the show.
No, don't do that. Mm-mm.
What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just called to listen.
Oh, okay.
I had to see how y'all were doing.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back.
And we appreciate
it. What's your name? You said Prissy Girl?
Yeah. It's actually Prissy Lady.
Okay, Prissy Lady.
Prissy Lady.
Well, now, Miss Prissy. We do got a new website now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We're no longer sincity.spruce.com.
Oh, okay. What are you now? Hold on. Let me get a pen.
I get put on hold by everybody.
No, you don't. Are you still on that? You used to cry about
Hey, hold on. No,
I can put a hold by somebody. Wait a minute, hold on 1 minute. Somebody calling me.
Damn, I can't find a pen.
That's always how it go. When you're looking for a pen, you can't never find one. Or you find
one,
and
I don't
need
work. One. Yep.
It's 40 pens right there.
Yep, when you don't need one. Oh,
that's all right. We'll get you the web. We'll get you the address. On your trip.
Okay. All right.
But I got a question for the ladies right quick. All right, y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all know he loves you? What does he have to do to show you that he loves you? Because every female is different. You know what I mean? Every female sees things differently. Like, okay, we'll start with you, Liquor Store. How do you know that man loves you? What's some of the little subtle things he got to do to prove that he loves you?
Saying sweet things, absolutely. No, you know, seeable reason, you know.
Okay, what's some sweet things?
I mean, you know. You know, shit, you know, you
Marcella, you like the way you like
you
the way
cooking,
you shave them corns down.
You know what
down.
I'm saying? Huh?
So you might tell you I like the way you shave them corns down on your feet.
Right. Is that
if
a sweet
If that's your relationship,
thing?
Then that's sexy, then that works.
No,
if
but
corns
I'm saying
problem,
you. I'm saying you.
Oh.
How do you know?
All right, say for instance, right, I'm in the kitchen, right, and I'm cooking because everybody got to eat, and I get down in the kitchen. You know, and you, shit, smell good up in here, girl. You know what I'm saying? Something sweet. That's just, you know, something just like, just for me.
Okay. What about you, Tristan?
I cook. Girl? I'm a chef. I like to cook, so.
How do you know? What does he got to do?
When he tells me that he loves me.
Huh?
I said, one, first and foremost, that he tells me that he loves me. And then he shows me by doing things for me, asking me how I'm doing. He's considerate, and I can just tell. But you have a sixth sense, you know.
Okay, what about you, Janine? How do you know, what's the little things he can say to prove his love to you? Other than I got to fight all night to prove my love. Janine?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought this would be easy for the ladies. always thought, you know, the ladies know what they want. It's harder for the men to express themselves. Thank you, honey. I always thought it was easier for females to express themselves.
I think everybody is different. With me, it's about showing it. It's not about you telling me anything. You have to show it to me.
And that's my question. In your eyes,
what does he need to do? How do we show you?
In my eyes, people can say whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean they really truly mean it.
Well, what do he have to do to show you? I'm saying if me and you together, what do I need to show you? What do I have to do to show you?
I guess being there for me when I need you and, you know, I don't know. You know, going out, hanging out together, talking to me when I need you to, and you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Just being there for each other.
All right. Now let me flip it. Dog, what does she got to do? What can she say or show you that she loves you?
I understand it.
Okay, you want to elaborate on that, bro?
I mean, people go through trials and tribulations every day. A lot of people don't understand your trials and tribulations you go through. I mean, it's like, okay. And remember, it's like the what about me scenario. It's always, I mean, you know, it's like some people just like sit back and they never look at the situation and say, damn, you know, motherfucker might be going through a hell of a lot of things in the course of a day. You know what I'm saying? But just try to understand it. I mean, you know, if a motherfucker say, look, this is that, try to understand it. I mean, a lot of times people put their own twist on things. Like, oh, well, no, that ain't the reason. The reason is, I just told you the reason. Well, you quiet today. Why are you so quiet? Well, I'm quiet because this and that happened at my job and it's stressing me out. Nah, that ain't it. You trying to holler at this other bitch. Why in the fuck did you ask me if you not going to believe me?
Okay, I think for me, man, it's a support, man. If, you know what I'm saying? You know, every man needs that support. You know what I mean?
You know what? You know what? Yeah, to a certain extent, but sometimes, I mean, like as a man, you like, okay, I don't need you to support me in everything I do. Some things I feel like I just need to stand on my own 2 feet about. I mean, if you there for support, then fine. But, I mean, I just feel like it's certain situations that I need to stand on my own too. I mean, everything I don't need to run past you and say, all right, what you think. And, I mean, I'm not showing no backbone of my own.
Well, I'm not talking about support like that. I'm talking about that support where, you know what I'm saying, she come in, you sitting there with your head down, she immediately say, what's wrong? And then don't say nothing else. And just listen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the conversation, she say, everything going to be all
right. Right, but then, like I said, in a lot of situations, they want to add their own twist to it. You could be sitting, like you said, sitting there with your head down. What's wrong? This is wrong. Well, no, I think it's something else. I just told you what was wrong with me.
Well, I don't think that's support.
Those women that are insecure with themselves.
It's women that are what?
Insecure with themselves.
What do you mean?
When you ask them to tell you what's wrong and then they want to throw up that you're fucking with another bitch, that's because they're insecure with themselves.
Mm.
That's what I hear. I hear that a lot of women talking about when men ask them, you know, or they ask them, their man, what's wrong, and they tell them, they're like, nah, that's not it. You're fucking with another bitch. I found this, or I thought this, or I think that, or you went here and didn't go there and said you were doing this, and did blah, 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 blah. They go all off in left field. Well, that's because they're not secure in the relationship.
Okay. All right, now, ladies, let me ask you this.
Hold on before you do that. Waylo, what's happening?
What's poppin'? What's cracking, Doc?
What's happening, Kevin?
All right, ladies, do you, nowadays, okay, this is 2012. I mean, we touched on this before, but do you think a man is still supposed to pull your chair out?
Yes.
Would that bother you if he didn't?
No.
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 That wouldn't bother you?
No.
I mean, I'm saying y'all had a nice little restaurant. And he don't pull you, he just get in his chair and be like, what are you still standing up for?
He doesn't have to pull my chair out. What he should be doing is I'm the focal point while we're sitting there. You know, you're not, you know, checking for your phone or checking who checking, but, you know, I can pull my own chair. I don't have a problem with that, but, you know, are you there with me while you're there with me? Or, you know, is your mind somewhere else? This is what lets me know.
Okay, all right, well, let me ask you. You say, I mean, what if his mind is someplace else? But, I mean, he got rightful reason to.
Okay, then I, as your woman, should know that already. I should know that your head is already elsewhere. So when we go out to dinner and you're not necessarily focused on me, I know it's because you're already somewhere else. But that was my job as your woman to, you know, I should already know that, too. I should have been already asked you, you know, what's going on. And if that's the case, and I know something's on your mind, we're not going to necessarily go out to dinner. I'm going to prepare you something at home, and, you know, we're going to make that an us thing.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's a great answer. Because you know what? If you went out with me and I had to pull your chair out, you paying half. You Dutch. Just sitting in a booth. Nobody didn't get that?
I don't think they did.
I guess that was over everybody's fucking head.
Yeah, I
got it. This was funny.
I mean, hey. You know, I was talking to my old man. And he kind of brought that up. You know, because dating back in those days is totally different than dating now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, said they have
like
problems
with shotguns. Right, you had to, like, ask the father, you know, is it okay if I take your daughter out? You know, they call it court back then. But, you know, you don't have to do that nowadays. Y'all remember you used to have to ask the father if you could marry his daughter.
Right.
I think that's cool as hell.
In some countries, that's still the case.
Say that again?
Yeah, that's true.
In some countries, that's still the case.
Yeah, you have to have a blessing.
They need to bring that back. Dog, could you imagine yourself asking a woman's father to marry her? Would that even cross your mind? You are way low.
Let me see. Let's see.
Hold on,
man. Now, way low. Hold on. What if it's a scenario where you got a bunch of motherfuckers. He got his brothers around. They talking shit to you. Call y'all kind of punk motherfuckers. Sit your punk ass down. What you want with my daughter? I'm punk. I mean,
first of all, I'm telling you, I ain't no bitch ass nigga. Two, I'm gonna marry your daughter whether you like it or not.
That was my next question. I mean, do you feel like you'd be disrespectful if you stood up to him?
No, because that's probably what he's looking for, to see if you're going to stand up for him or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
well, okay.
If you pose that question, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sweetheart.
Okay, well, I think, okay, well, how about this? Well, is that the same situation where you got to ask my father, can you marry me, but I got to meet your mother's approval? Is that, like, on the same scale?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Not because a lot of times, in a lot of cases, whether our mother's like it or not, we're going to make our own decision.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I think it would be cool if you know what I'm saying, they went back to those days.
A daughter is the father's prize. So, like, you know, that daughter got that main focus, like, if she bring a dude around. So, of course, you got to ask the daughter. That's daddy's little girl.
All right, I got a question for you. I got a question for the fellas. All right, check this out. You go over her house. You know what I'm saying? She ain't ready yet. You sitting in the living room with a father. After the how you doing and so forth, the first thing you say to his father, to her father, after how you doing, he'd be like, what's your intentions with my daughter? What do you say?
I mean, you know what?
What were your intentions with her mother?
You ain't gonna say that.
Now that'll get somebody beat up.
Exactly. I know, right?
Somebody finna get smoked in the house.
Right.
But what do you say, dog? All right, let's say you come to date my daughter. I'm saying, excuse me, young man. What's your intentions with my daughter?
I mean, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, I know the first thing I'll be thinking.
Damn!
Like, what the fuck?
You gotta answer the question. He's sitting right there. You gotta answer the question.
How about my intentions are to make your daughter happy?
I want his answer, not your answer. Now you
give
him an idea.
I'm wondering, is that a good answer?
That's what I would say.
Yeah,
do everything possible.
You know, I wouldn't. I mean, my thing is like, okay, that's just like now. Nowadays, these little motherfuckers come to you with these. They tattooed all up. They got these goddamn skinny jeans on. Then they sagging. Like, really, you really want me to say, yeah, you can date my daughter? I mean, and then these motherfuckers don't even speak to you.
Yeah, today's generation of youth coming up, I don't know. I'm totally lost. I don't understand them. I don't understand them.
If you walk in my house, your punk ass is going to speak.
If they do speak to you, what's up, old school?
That ain't my name. See, I would have a problem with that. I would have a problem. You ain't got no home training? That's how you greet an adult? Old school, I would have a big problem.
Nowadays, though, is your daddy tatted up with his pants sagging, though? Like, that's, you know, kind of relevant. Because if your daddy looked like your boyfriend, you know, what really do you expect? Nowadays, fathers ain't necessarily like they were when we was kids.
You know what? That is true. I went to go pick up this chick, and it was her stepfather. It wasn't her father, but she looked at him as her father. And dude came out. It looked like he was fresh out the joint. This motherfucker was big as fuck. Hand sagging, covered in tattoos, had teardrops on his eyes and shit, hat cocked. I'm like, I'm going to have to shoot this nigga.
I think the same thing about you. I'm going to shoot this nigga.
And shit, same goes for some of these mothers nowadays. What if there is a respectable little boy, you know what I'm saying, and he wanna date your daughter, but your mother, you know, but the girl's mother is running around the house looking younger than the daughter, you know? How do you fucking accept that, or how do you go about that? How do you approach that? You know, mothers ain't like they used to be neither. Ain't no more, you know, Claire Huxtables and shit running around every day.
You walk in, you see the mother, you staring at the mother, she like, what the fuck you looking at?
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
That's how you tell it. I mean, hey, well, okay, so now, all right, when you say that now, all right, what about the mothers that do that?
If
you are the type...
The mothers that come out, I mean, that they see they daughters. I mean, granted, and I know this, I know we, us as men, we try to hold on to our youth. But women, they got it really bad trying to hold on to their youth. And they would take it as far as like, okay, I'll fuck this young boy just to make myself feel young. I guess that's what y'all call the cougars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the day of the cougar. So what happens when it's a respectable young man that come to your door and you the cougar? You know, so you looking at your daughter's boyfriend like, damn, you know, that little young boy kind of, you know, he got something nice. So the first time he come by, you know, you play that mother role. The next time he come by, you in that cougar stage. How do you go about that?
I'm gonna try to hook up with my daddy.
What y'all gonna do? Double date? Hell
no. Hell yeah. Impossible. They're getting it loose. Getting loose with them.
See, I
don't
know my daddy.
I don't see no double dating going.
No,
I know my daddy, and I don't want to be there for that shit.
Right. Well, now here goes my thing. Why is it the sugar daddy is frowned upon, but the cougar, she gets all the praises and accolades?
For the same reason.
Necessarily true.
She is. Mm-hmm. I mean, motherfucker, girl. Yeah, I had to get that little young thing. Girl, I hear you. But as soon as that older cat come with that younger one, he ain't shit. He round that fuck around with that little girl.
So
he's
paying for that pussy.
Yeah.
Nasty motherfucker.
Ass, yeah. Old enough to be her fucking daddy. But he fucking around with that little girl. Somebody need to shoot him in his ass. But a woman,
to be the woman, though, that likes the older men because the younger men, they say, ain't shit, though. A lot of these younger women is going after the younger men.
But my thing is, you got the young. But when an older woman go after that younger man, shit. I mean, it's all applause.
Okay, Kev, I'll tell you why. The same reason why it's frowned upon for a man to go after a younger woman is the very same reason why, if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she's a hoe. And if a man sleeps with a lot of women, he's a player. It's the very
he's
same thing.
He's a pimp.
Right.
I got a theory behind that. I think I said this shit before. Women like to fuck just as much as men do. Men fuck
right.
that up
and
by going
true.
Back and telling their homeboys, you know, I fucked her and she did this, she did that. So now she a hoe because somebody else done shot at her and he done got the ass. She just like to fuck. But that dude that's running his mouth fucking it up for everybody, that's why she get labeled a hoe.
Okay, so that's the same thing then. The sugar daddy is being labeled, as a negative thing because he's flashing it. He's flashing his little hot thing around town. The cougar, you know, or the other person in the situation don't necessarily.
See, a sugar daddy, I think we got different definition for a sugar daddy. A sugar daddy is that old school pimp looking dude with the feather in his hat, the gold rings, nice car that's out there tricking off and shit. That's a sugar daddy that's going to pay your bills and shit like that.
Right. What's a cougar?
I resent that, man. A cougar is just an older woman. I resent that, bro.
Hey, it doesn't sound for the time in a nutshell.
Because I got a feather in my hat, I'm a sugar daddy and paid a few bills? Nah.
If you're paying
a few bills for more than one woman or more than two women, then, yeah, you're a sugar daddy. You meet the qualifications.
So now if you
I'm not no sugar daddy, man.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
I'm Rick James. I'm saying, okay, but why? I still don't understand why he getting frowned upon. Why he getting frowned upon and she getting praised.
I just told you why. It's the same reason why a woman is a hoe and a man is a player.
You told me that, but you ain't gave me the reason.
okay, what's the reason why if a woman sleeps around, she's a hoe?
Society made that rule. I didn't.
Right.
Okay. So what's the reason why if a sugar daddy is tricking off, he's a sugar daddy and he's frowned upon?
That's
society
what
made
you.
That, right? Society put that on it, right?
Nah, I think a bunch of jealous old women did.
Oh, well, that shit, that might be true, too.
He ain't shit. He ain't shit, ain't he? Ain't, I bet you ain't take care of none of them damn kids he got. Man, ain't
but
got
old
no
women, they society. So, yeah, then it's the same reason. Somebody put a label on it and said that's a bad thing. You know, and more than likely, it was the opposite sex of what it was happening to. You know, the cougar guy or the woman who sleeps around was called a whore, you know, by both men and women for being promiscuous or whatever. And then the sugar daddy was called, you know, a whore or whatever you want to call it by the same people. So society basically put a label on both of those things. So it's the same reason. That's it right there.
Maybe.
Because other people see it as wrong.
Okay, so what do you see it as?
I see it as to each his own. If a young chick feels comfortable in her own skin and she does whatever she does in order for this older gentleman to do for her, then so be it. If he's comfortable doing it, then so be it. If a woman feels good in her own skin being promiscuous, then so be it. If a man got it like that and he can pull like that, then so be it. To each his own. I'm not here to judge.
Exactly. Well,
I thought the debate was yesterday.
It was.
You asked a question, I answered it.
Now, you talking about yesterday. Now, that was an Obama answer right there. She just gave.
Oh. No, I thought that was a very good answer.
Chrissy?
Yes?
You ain't been on here in a while, but I do remember them statements you done made in the past. About how this man got to have this and how he got to pay that. I ain't forget. That's been burnt in my mind for about a year or two now. So do you still feel that way?
I do.
That is just
old
terrible.
School.
Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got a new caller, man. I don't know if that's
supposed to provide
or not.
The man is supposed to be the provider.
Man is supposed to be the provider. Okay.
Hold on. Is this way low?
Yeah, this way.
Okay, all right.
Just first.
Okay, now back to what was you saying, Chrissy girl? Man supposed to provide?
Yes. Yeah. That's what
okay,
I
what are you providing other than sex?
Support. Helping.
You help with doing what?
Maintain the house.
I clean my own house.
Maintain him.
I don't need you to help me clean up. Now, what else you going to help? What else
who
you got?
That? Who is that?
Huh?
Who?
That's Chrissy girl, man. Oh, okay.
No, I'm just bullshitting with you. But seriously, I mean, now we had this conversation before when you was like, okay. I don't know if it was quite you or not, but somebody was like, as long as I'm giving sex, he's supposed to give me everything I want and all that. That wasn't you that said that a while back, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that's bullshit.
But I believe, though, that basically marriage is just legalized prostitution.
You said marriage is
legalized
is basically legalized prostitution.
No wonder you been trying to get married so quick, Father Time.
I ain't got to pay for it no more.
Legalized prostitution. God damn. I've never heard it called that.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Somebody explain that to me. Please somebody explain that to me.
What, how marriage is like prostitution?
Yeah. How is that so?
Because you provide for her and she has sex with you on a regular basis. Obligated.
Okay, I'm still not understanding, but okay. Legalized prostitution.
You're paying the bill. Giving her.
Well,
money.
What if she's paying all the bills and he's just chilling?
That's not likely the case.
That is the case. There's a lot of women out here taking care of men.
Yeah.
So what do you call that?
I have to agree with that.
I don't know. I don't know of any.
I know a couple of.
What if he's a stay-at-home dad and she works?
Well, then it's still.
That's legalizing pimping, there, right?
I guess.
Hmm. Wow.
Really. Okay, I'll tell you what, man. Let's go for a song, then we're gonna come back and regroup after this one. Legalize prostitution and pimping. God damn. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello.
Too short, baby. What's up?
You tell me.
Shit, I'm coming out that way tonight. I'm trying to get with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know I waited a long time for this.
Well, look, as soon as I get there, I'm gonna call you, all right?
Bring you what I need.
Yeah.
When you need someone
to talk to, someone to fuck you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I give you what you need. When you need someone to
talk to, someone to fuck you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I give you what you need.
My plane touched down at 11:45. I'm coming through on you, about to show you why. I got the game from the pimps and players. You gon' feel me, baby, when I get there. I'ma give you what you want so I can get what I need. We can get hella freaky while we smoke some weed. We don't need champagne, fuck the gin and juice. Niggas know what short dog and little Kim can do. Imagination is an understatement. Anything you can think of, we can make it. Big money hit records. Watch us get reckless. We butt naked. We never sexless. And when I get there, you know it's time to fuck. Cause all night long ain't long enough to come up. It's just us. You wanna know something? It's a big dick type pussy thing. Make them both come.
Everybody know the queen getting down dirty. Dropping crazy like the 730. It ain't a secret. Rumors they can keep. You know there's only one ghetto queen with a guillotine. Real bitch that carry gas by the spleen. Nah, I mean, some bitches on the other line. Answer that. If it's a booty call, cancel that. You want pure satisfaction, I'ma handle that. All I need is a candle and a porno channel. You would take the top, now I'm starting to sweat. Peel my Gucci sheets back so they don't get wet. Now check it, adjust your phone volume. Little Kim is sure to bring the nuts out ya. Imagine me sucking blood out ya. Like a hickey, I love the phone quickie. Slip myself a Mickey, now that's the proper settle. You can reach out and touch me, MCI staff. Kim is short, fucking Cali, bedside staff. Tell me what you want, I tell you what I need. You can fuck me till I bleed. Ooh, sure, I'm about to OG.
And I like it.
What you eat?
This ain't a 59, it's more like a 138.
Every time we have sex, it's like watching dirty tapes. You're my personal private porn star. You wanna see us fuck by the tape at the corner store. Queen B getting stung by two sheezy. I'm smoking Indo, buzzing with the breezy. I teach you all about the niggas from the OAK. We take the money and the pussy cause we show don't play.
And I like it.
When you need someone to talk to,
someone to fuck you.
Satisfaction guarantee, I give you what you need. When you need someone to talk to,
someone to fuck you.
Satisfaction guarantee, I give you what you need.
Guarantee, give you what you need.
She say you could fuck me till I bleed. God dang.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that little Kim with the bad motherfucker in her day.
She killed me with that. Imagine me sucking the blood out.
God damn, sucking the blood out.
That's a hellified head right there. Trying to see what that be like.
Right.
Hello?
I know the lady's kind of quiet on that one.
I had stepped away from my phone for a second. I missed out on what you guys said.
Nobody has a little Kim theory in that going on?
About?
Janine, you ain't got the little Kim theory going on.
What you mean? What
little Kim
theory?
Satisfaction guaranteed. I give you what
hold
you
up,
need.
Hold up, man. What's going on tonight? Why everybody acting like they got attitude? What's wrong with the world today?
Flavor Flav went to jail, man.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what everybody else said?
Flavor Flav went to jail for what?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. I didn't read the article. You said the motherfucker went to jail. Somebody pull a knife on his son or some shit. But let me ask the ladies a question. All right, ladies. When you get in the oral, do you prefer to lay down or stand up?
Lay down.
You said getting or giving?
Getting.
Lay down. I don't like it when I'm riding on top. I don't like it like that. It doesn't feel good.
Okay, Janine, laying down or standing up?
It don't matter, long as my pussy in your mouth.
Okay, look at Stowe. Laying down or standing up? Is still here?
Yeah. Okay, man. Look here. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
All right, man. Now, look here. Now, goddamn. I mean, come on. This is Fan City Radio. Everybody, I mean, what's going on tonight?
I'm in a great mood. Got rained on today at work.
You had to go to the shower, dog?
Nah. Nasty bastard. Don't fucking little piss on me.
Hey, this thing got rained on at work.
That's all he said. You know what the hell I mean. It's raining outside. Shit.
He got up, nigga. Did he pee on me?
He got shitted on the other night. Now somebody pissing on
me. I ain't getting shit at all.
Oh,
well, you had a rough week.
Hey, every time he come home, he run into the shower.
Boy,
we
had a rough week, boy. God damn.
Man,
it's been a rough one.
All right, let me ask a question, then. Ladies, would you like a man to, I mean, we all know that, you know, you would like a man to make you feel good physically. But mentally, I mean, do you think you're capable of letting a man seduce your mind?
Do I think I'm capable of allowing a man to seduce my mind?
Yeah, can words, I mean, just words alone, can he just take you there? Now, no touching, no rubbing, no kissing, just words. Do you think he can take you there?
That was late as hell. I hit that shit 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck this, man. Play the Chronicle shit. I'm out of this shit. I'm not going to like this shit. Oh, yeah, man.
That's not the answer to the question, man. We'll start with a nigga show.
Nobody asked for the question. They don't want to talk.
The thing went off. She started talking and the thing went off. The little chirping thing.
Go ahead, Prissy girl. Finish your thought.
Yes. A man can seduce me with just words.
Has it ever happened to you before?
Yes.
Okay. Care to tell us what he said?
I don't remember what he said. I just remember how I felt.
Okay. Well, what about you, Janine?
So are you talking about somebody making you come by just talking to you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, okay, yeah, we can roll with that.
I mean, I'm just trying to, is that what you're saying? Because that would be a no.
No, he
was for
a sweet nothing.
What was the,
he was for a sweet nothing in your ear, and you just want to take your pussy off and give it to him.
Well, of course, yeah. You know.
The hell?
What was that?
I don't know. But everybody has. I think all women have, you know, did that. You know, shit. Sometimes just that looking at somebody make you want to do that. Well, you could just have it.
What was the question?
He ain't even got to say nothing, huh? Just sit there and look pretty.
Is that what you said? He just got to just stand and look pretty. You'd be like, come on, let's go.
There are some that are just like that. They just have it like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty motherfucker.
Yeah, I wish I had it like that. I ain't going to even lie. I could just stand there and just look pretty. And they just throwing it at me. Ain't got to say nothing. Ain't got to spend no money. Nothing?
Oh,
I get you. That's a motherfucking dream. For me,
nigga, right? Poems and shit.
What'd you say, Waylo?
I said, a nigga's got to write poems to get the panties wet. Mm-hmm. Just stand there looking at a motherfucker.
Here you come. He just standing there. They talking about, all right, they ball your little poem up. Here you go, Waylo.
Yeah. Yeah, you can wipe that juice off with it.
Right.
I'll be right back.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
There's always that one. We've all had that person.
Yeah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice. All right, y'all, we're just going to go ahead and go into the Chronicle. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Shit, I worked hard on this motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
This is what
if it plays
my chronicle. This chronicle is a little different than what you're used to. You know, I always hear women say, I want you to make love to me physically, but I also want you to make love to my mind. So this chronicle is meant to stimulate your mind as well as your body. It's 5 p.m. on a Friday night, and I'm just clocking out when my phone rings. I'm already knowing who it is. It's my boy Terry, who always trying to go hang out go to the club. Now, I really don't feel like going out tonight, but I knew once I said hello, I was going to end up at the club. Hello? Man, what you doing tonight? I'm going to the L and then to the crib. All right, bet. I'll pick up around 9. All right, later. Ain't that a bitch? Fuck, I guess I'm going to the club tonight. It's about 11:30. Been at the club for a minute. And now I'm ready. I'm straight ready to go home. Yo, dog, I'm ready to roll. All right, man, hold on. Just have one more drink with me at the bar. Alright, cool. Sitting at the bar for about 10 minutes when my dog asked me if I know this female sitting on. I was sitting at the bar. I'm like, which one? She's like, old girl in a black dress. No, I don't think so. Why? She been seeing you out since we sat down. Oh, really? I'm telling you, dog, just watch what she do. So I stare at her a while. She got her head down, sipping a drink. Next thing you know, she look up and we lock eyes. She smiles at me and then turns her head and starts talking to a friend. Now, at this point, I got two choices. A, I ignore it and take my tired ass home. Try my luck. And of course, I tell them B. I'm like, what is it? Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate lying. I was imagining with more clothes on tonight. My heart big, but it be quiet. I'm like, okay. I'll never feel like we vibing. Cause every time she like little boo. You're a nice looking man, but you're not my type. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter. So what's your type, sweetheart? Not you, boo. Shit is over. Now a girl jumps in the conversation. I don't wanna have to let you go. Baby, it's a whole lot of other bitches in here. If I let you know. So you bet I'll find that one of them. And you ain't busting up nothing with this bitch. I'm like, damn. What your girl doing when you talk? She's like, only when she's telling the truth. I have to take a step back and get what she's getting. It's coming at me. I'm not a quitter, so I go with the next best thing. Look at her right in the eyes. I make a plan with you and you. She like, what kind of plan? I said, you know what she deals with, you ready to come home with me. She comes back with me. And when you lose, shit, fuck it. I bet you your girl drinks for the rest of the night. Now, a girl is like, it's a bad bitch, dance with him, and come back. Cause I'm trying to get fucked up, and since he's paying, it's all good. I extend my hand out and say, you ain't scared, are you? She takes my hand, and I lead her to the floor, making a quick stop by the DJ table. I slide him a 20 to play my favorite song. He grabs the dub and say, bet. We make our way to the middle of the floor where my song begins to play. I pull up close to me and she whispers, I'm not going home with you. And me and my girl, we can buy our own drinks. I interrupt her right there and tell her, close your eyes, clear your mind, and focus on my voice. Now, can you do that? Her reply, yes. Now, sweetheart, I'm glad you stand in front of my large vanity mirror, and I'm behind you, holding you by your waist, caressing your neck with my lips. Slowly unzip your dress, drop it to the floor. Now you're completely naked. I lay you across the bed on your stomach. Then take my tongue and start at the small of your back and work my way up. You let out a soft moan that tells me you're enjoying every minute of it. I slowly roll you over on your back, exposing your beautiful breast. I caress your nipples one at a time as I'm inserting two fingers in your wedges. Begin to moan and arch your back at the same time, letting me know that this is where you want me to be. I slowly let my tongue pull the rest of your body from your breast to your belly button. I feel both your hands pushing my head downward towards your thighs. You're asking me to taste you without speaking a word, and I oblige. I slowly begin to lick your thighs. You say, come on, baby, stop teasing me now. Now look at that flower with bees and juice dropping from it. I smell sauce in a baby powder. Now it's time for me to begin. Spread your legs a little bit further so I can get my whole face in between. Because I like to see what I'm doing. I start sucking and caressing your lips while my nose is rubbing your clit. I do this for about 10 minutes and get you primed for that shit that's about to come all over your body. I place my tongue gently on your clit, filling your body chilled at the same time. I start with a circular motion, using my tongue to go round and round your clit. Your moans begin to get louder and louder. I begin to lick your clit up and down like I'm licking an ice cream cone. The faster I lick, the bigger the arc gets between your back and the bed. As I begin to put in work, your thighs are getting tighter and tighter around my ears. Your moans are getting louder and louder. Your body is ready to begin to jerk out of control. So I hold your thighs to the bed and really stroke your clit. I feel your clit beginning to pulsate. Your body is ready out of control. You got a high pitch clit. I feel your neck oozing off my chin and beard. I'm tasting your juices. I'm thirsty. Your body's shaking. But I won't stop. I keep going and going, like the Energizer Bunny. You're screaming loud and loud. I'm going faster and faster. You're screaming, don't stop, don't stop. And I had no intention to stop. I slowly start to decrease my speed. Your body's shaking, lips quiver. I give you a few seconds. Catch your breath and get your shit together. I stand you up in front of the mirror. Please both your hands on the dresser. And you open to my feet. Drop to my knees. I drop to my knees. I begin to tease you from the back. You start screaming again. Moaning. Screaming, moaning. You're enjoying every single minute of it. As I taste you from the back, I slide a finger in. I take one finger in the job. I slide it in. You can't take it. All I can say is, damn. I'm so glad I came. I continue putting in work. Then I whisper to you. Guess what, baby? The song is over. You slowly grab my hand and lead me off the floor. We walk over towards your friend. You grab your purse and say, bitch, I will call you tomorrow. You turn and face me and say, let's go. This is Father Time, and this is my chronicle. Peace.
And there y'all
have. What y'all think? Shit, that was dope. You turn your audio down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the music up just a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was good.
I mean, overall, it was a good chronicle. I think it was a damn good one.
It was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. We're going to get them back going, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
That would be nice.
Seems like everybody had long days today. We got a... you said what up? Go ahead. You get on the website, man?
Yeah, I'm on there right now.
All right, now, check this out. I posted something on that, man. And, I mean, granted, it's probably not pertaining to Sin City, as, you know, as we do, like, to the show.
I just thought this was just the funniest damn thing, man. Did you check out the Bert and Ernie video?
Bert and Ernie, Sesame Street.
Is it pertaining
to them about being gay or something like that?
Nah. They what they did is they took the scene from Casino, the movie Casino, where Joe Pesci and De Niro was having this big ass argument, and man, it make it look like Bert and Ernie just going hard on each other, dog. I mean, the shit is funny. I posted it on the site, and they got one with Fred and Barney. Doing that little scene off Goodfellas, like, funny how? How in the fuck do I make it? How in the fuck is that funny? Man, and they got Barney looking at him like, I'll whoop your ass right now, Fred. Bullshit, man. You gotta go on the site, man. Check it out, man. It's funny as fuck.
All right, I'm going to get my computer back running next week, so I'll be back on the site. Man, you know what? Well, I got two favorite ones, dog. The one where Moms walked in.
Oh, yeah.
She was snapping.
They was beating the shit out of old girl, wasn't they?
So Moms walked in. The dude walked off the camera and was like, next thing you know, you seen dude just like, fuck man, I'm out of here. He just took off running.
He just took off running, left her. She like, bitch, get out my house, bitch. My God,
nasty motherfucker! I'm gonna tell Kim too. I'm telling Kim.
And it's all to the one with the strippers fighting in the hotel room.
Oh, when that one stripper got bloody.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
Yeah,
they were from New York or some shit.
Yeah, I seen. I wasn't familiar with who they was, but yeah. They. And I know we talked about it before, but dog, hands down, the number one video in the nation is that damn bus driver.
Hilarious.
That bus driver, you're going to jail, man. He threw that uppercut on up your motherfucking coat. But like I said, to her credit, she did get back up. Well, he picked her up, but God damn.
Man, she was a soldier, man. She took that shot.
Let me ask, as ladies, I hear y'all every week, and don't none of y'all seem like y'all no little punk-ass women. But do y'all think y'all could have got up from that punch? I mean, would you have got up from that punch?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Shit, if I was a woman, I would have laid there and cried.
Damn straight.
No,
I would have cried, but it depends on how hard it is.
Oh, I'm a big baby.
He blasted her ass.
I know. My pain tolerance is very low.
But y'all... Y'all got to go on the site and check out the drunk girl.
Check out what?
Man, she got loose. She got loose.
Who did?
The drunk girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's a video on the site called That My Liquor Ain't No Joke. And it's a female on that. She's drunk as hell. And just got butt naked and started dancing.
And I would love to see what y'all would do if y'all girls just got that fucked up and started just dancing like that in front of y'all.
Right, it's like 4 or 5 females in the room.
I mean, she just got butt naked and just started dancing. I mean, popping the pussy in everybody's face.
Right. She was staggering. She was gone. That shit was funny as hell. I was cracking up. Old girl got a, she turned her head, she all up in the face. She had a 40.
I just started the Family Feud on the site too.
What about Family Feud?
I just started the Family Feud on the site.
How? What do you mean?
Is it like a real game?
Yeah, I mean, I ask a question and y'all give me the answer. Let's see who picks the best answer.
Oh, okay. I need the site address, new site address.
You need to do what?
I need the new site address. Yeah, I have a PIN.
Oh, it's sandcityradio.ning.com.
Do you have to click on photos, Cass?
Yeah, yeah. .ming.com.
That Ming, M-I-N-G?
N-I-N-G.
M as Nancy?
Yep.
Yep.
Ming.com.
Correct.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm looking at this thing. I'm on the site now, man. I'm looking. Everybody's a one.
Everybody's a what?
Everybody's a one.
I didn't say I was a one.
Janine was a 1.5.
Oh, okay. My bad. It's like everybody a one, but they want to take parts of other. Well, I'm a one, of, except for the breast area. I'm a two right there. I'm like, well, there you go. So I guess Janine had the best one when she said 1.5, huh?
Yeah, she said she one. She in between one and two, so that's one and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. But hey, like I said, I wasn't answering. And then she gonna, did you see how she put us on the spot? Y'all answer the question. No, no, no. I'm not answering that question.
I just typed in Sin City Radio at Ming, M-I-N-G,
dot
com.
No, dot Ming. Ming.
There's
no S symbol.
That's what I typed. I typed SimCityRadio.ming.com.
Did she take you right there?
Yeah,
sure. Let me try.
I'm looking for number four. Where you at, girl?
What you say?
He said he's looking for number four.
I thought this is what he said.
You was not looking for double call because I'm sure you would have found her by now.
Ain't that it?
Oh, no. God damn, dog. God damn. What's that? What the fuck do BBW stand for anyway?
Big black woman.
Okay,
yeah.
So now, oh, okay, so what is SSBBW?
Super
size.
Super.
I have no idea.
Big as hell.
Hey, love child.
Super size. Oh no, I'm just making shit up.
I think you're right.
What was it? SSB what?
SSBBW.
Super fast big black woman. I don't know.
That's what it is. Big beautiful woman. However you want to take it.
Or big beautiful woman.
Super stupid.
It's funny though, because I used to go to like these little clubs and stuff like that with a friend of mine, and she was like in this all big club. They used to do like big girl modeling and stuff like that, and they were being pretty, but I just noticed that why all the men were little. I mean, they were so little. They looked like.
Like
they were like 5 feet tall.
Because little dudes like them big women. Yeah, you know, little people do like big women.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they all
those
skinny dudes.
Typically.
Yeah, or they real skinny. Yep.
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 Hey, I got we can attest to that.
But I do see a lot of big people together though too.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, how the hell? You know, I always wonder that. How do they have sex? I just don't understand it. When they're both big.
Maybe from the back.
No, because then his stomach in the way. Not if he
laid on top of her ass.
If he laid his stomach on top of her ass?
Yeah.
Oh, what if she got a big ass? And it don't, his stomach ain't gonna fit on top of that.
I've seen the flick, and that's how they did it. I don't ask me why I watched that big chick flick, but I did.
That's nasty.
Because a lot of men be sneaking watching it. They be trying to hide it from their woman, and like they don't be wanting to see that.
I mean, I was curious. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, how in the fuck are they gonna get? How are they gonna do this? And he pulled up. Put it on top of her ass, and he went to town.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to town, though.
I mean,
hey,
well,
man, you don't be long here.
Hey, dog, go to photos. Click on photos right quick, and then count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, I'll see.
Look at number 9.
Number 9?
Yeah, if you're counting from right to left.
Okay.
From right to left, number 9.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9.
I'm looking at it.
I'm just saying, it's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice. Very nice indeed.
How do you go to a specific photo? How do you do that?
You don't go to, you just click on a specific photo. But if you want to see all the photos, you gotta click on photo at the top. It brings all of them up.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
to Love Child.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, I think I better take this picture down, man, because it's like I'm catching a lot of flack behind this picture.
Which one?
With the eyes. I think somebody told my mama, she like, well, why are you walking around looking like the devil? I'm like, mom.
Hey, I got a pair of those, too.
I'm like, I knew you had a pair. Damn, I can't, nobody had nothing without Waylo. I told you that motherfucker on that
wall.
Yeah, I got two pairs in my damn self.
No, I just looked at the damn picture of my damn self. I was like, what the fuck wrong with his shit?
Waylo is such a good entertainer. Hey, yeah. I had two of them way back in 87.
Waylo, let the motherfucker get a break.
You said that. Like
the Ivanhoe picture, though.
Yeah, that motherfucker is nice.
City born for Project Raise, baby. But no, hey, Waylo, tell me, ain't it a bitch trying to get them motherfuckers in?
Yeah, because they ain't like regular contacts.
Right.
Them motherfuckers a little thicker.
Try to get them in the right way. You put them motherfuckers
in
the wrong way, boy. I swear you be looking cockeyed like a buffer. Eyes look cocked like a pig.
Hey, you know what? I did that shit one day. This chick was looking at me funny, like, why you keep staring at me like that? She's like, because one of your eyes is up and down, and the other eye is sideways.
Left and right. It's fucked up.
I'm talking like a pussy. That bro, that boy's for real.
I'm glad somebody else can relate to that shit with me.
Yeah, I've been catching a lot of flack about that picture, man. I mean, man, I'm like, and, you know, I'm steady trying to tell her, but, Mama, I love church. You don't even go. This what you're doing? This what Sin City means? You turn to the devil? What?
That's a serious picture.
Ain't nobody did that.
I can finally put some pictures up now.
Ain't nobody did that shit to my little sister, Ada.
I just got a picture of a female. She sent me a pussy shot, right? And
post it.
Damn.
Post it.
And they don't finish. So they finish the sentence.
I thought he was finished. That's all I need to hear.
Hold on, that ain't the punchline. The punchline is, I'm looking at it. It's nice. She was like, look how wet I am. So, you know, she got a little, she dripping a little bit, but I'm not focusing on how wet she is or how nice it's looking. I'm focusing on this goddamn jungle sitting on top of her shit.
Goodness.
Oh,
she didn't
see it. Well, now, some people like the furry monkey. Some people like it.
No.
No.
Goodness.
Some people like it.
She should have known if he liked it or not, if she's sending it to him.
Well, I maybe
she looked like the goddamn rainforest.
Waylo like that shit. Waylo, he put his hat on. He put his safari hat on. Let's go, Mike.
Bullshit.
Let's get cracking.
Is that the first time you seen it?
Yeah, that was the first time I seen it.
Well, like I say, man, just grab a rake, dog. Keep going.
No, thank you.
Ain't got all the.
Did you say grab a rake?
I got some clippers in the closet.
Hey, Waylo, what's your word? Ain't got the time or the apparatus.
Yeah, I ain't got the time or the apparatus. No, thank you.
Well, I'm not seriously. Some men like, but you know what, man? I go as far as my younger days. I didn't mind a bush. I didn't mind a bush in my younger days.
Back in the days, you wasn't picky, though.
Right, yeah, because that's what you thought they supposed to have. You thought it was supposed to be bushy.
Right. But then when I found out that you could trim that shit and shave it bald, I was spoiled.
Wait, hold on, Waylo. Now, do you like it bald or? Now, I can't stand when they scorch the earth. God damn, ain't nothing there. Look like an old cat, old shaved cat.
Just depending on who it is. If I'm fucking with a chick and we on that level where I'm eating her pussy, then I like for her shit to be bald because I stay down there longer. But if I ain't fucking with her like that, it at least got to be trimmed up.
As long as it ain't a mohawk.
I like the landing strip, man. Like the landing strip.
Yeah,
I like
the
landing strip.
Shit.
I can work with the landing strip. I can even work with the V. It's just that jungle love I can't fuck with.
Right. You know what? One of my Mexican chicks back in the day, she used to go tanning and shit. When she would go tanning, she would get a sticker of like a heart or like a rose or something like that and put it on her when she tanning. So when she came back, it looked like she had a fucking, it was like burnt on her skin.
She had that little pattern
burnt in her skin.
Now, that would have been nice, little rose.
Yeah. Yeah, I
kind of
enjoyed that one.
I'd try to get her to do my name, though. Hey, do my name. Do my name.
Hey, I cut it out for you already, too. Here you go.
Right. Here you go. Here go the stickers right here. I done went to the store, bought a whole bunch of cans.
She come back, and she her dumb ass done put the letters on backwards and shit. It don't even say your name no more.
Nah, he say the right name. It just wasn't your name in the beginning. Wayne, how in the hell you get Wayne? Oh, I'm sorry, Waylo. I put the wrong stickers on. Next thing you know,
oh, shit.
Hey, who is that at the door? It's me, Wayne.
That's fine. I got a Sharpie for her and a pistol for his ass.
Yeah, please, I might be because she didn't put his name down there.
That's why I said I got a Sharpie. I'll write my name down there. Her autograph and stay for a couple of days.
She gonna fuck around and have ink poison fucking with you.
Oh, I mean, what shit? He already been fucked with somebody suicidal, homicidal. What? I mean,
oh my goodness.
God damn.
Man, have you heard from old girl, man?
She dead.
Don't say that shit.
You a dirty motherfucker, man. You let that girl die like that. You
don't say that shit.
Wait, hey, you know something, man. Hey, dog, listen. Have you noticed this?
We ain't heard from LaFonda in a while.
I know this is too.
He begged us to call back. Don't you call back.
Bullshit.
No. Call in a minute. She's like, I heard
her. I ain't talked to her. I ain't talked to her since then.
Hey.
That's my point. She the
hey, hey. That you know she put his name on Facebook. So I could imagine when he seen her.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
She put my name on Facebook?
No, man, no.
Oh, I was about to say. Well, what if she did? What you going to do? I wouldn't be talking to y'all right now.
Don't worry. Nah, she didn't do that, dog. Don't worry about it.
Nope, she sure didn't.
Sure didn't.
Yeah, y'all sound very fucking assuring, too.
Not at all, dog.
I didn't see it, man. I ain't witnessed shit.
I ain't seen a goddamn thing.
Nope. Now,
yeah.
I did not see no name. No, or
they,
say,
they
oh.
Say y'all, you a lying your ass, stank.
I'm just saying, man. I didn't see it. Did anybody else see it? Hey, nobody saw it. Come on, man, it's LaFonda, man. She wouldn't do nothing like that. She wouldn't put your business out there, dog.
I wouldn't make you think LaFonda would put your name out there.
Right, not LaFonda. Come on, dog. Think about it, man. She would not do that.
What you think, man? You think LaFonda would do that?
Yep.
Damn. She didn't mean that, man. She didn't mean that.
My neighbors know your name, nigga.
My friends know his name.
Hey, see, everybody, Waylo, that's why we're messing with LaFonda, huh?
All my friends know his name. All your friends know his name. All her friends know his name.
That's fucked up.
Motherfucker.
Is the chat room working?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I'm getting a message that says enter your caption here, and then it's telling me that Java is not installed or Java support is disabled in your browser.
Please, you got to install Java on your computer.
It is installed.
You should be able to get in. Fix it, Waylo. Tell her what to do, man.
When you get time,
tell her what to do.
Chris Martin.
You should tell her what to do. Yeah, tell her what to do, man. You know every goddamn thing else. Shit, I'm looking at these goddamn titties and ass on my phone. I ain't heard shit she said.
Well, post them, man. Post them. They send them to you, so they want the world to know.
Dang.
Yeah, ladies, you know that goes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't do that. I got this little thing on my phone called KeepSafe. It's a little app that you get on an Android phone, password protected. That's where all my nakedness go.
Yeah.
You know, I swear, I said this on my page, and I'll say it again. Well, if bullshit was work, Waylo would have a job in the cow's ass. That's a smooth motherfucker, though. You know he put it out there, so if you ever send me a picture, I ain't going to show nobody. You know, that's the way he put it.
Bullshit. If I was going to ask for a picture, I'd say,
Everybody know what my phone, well, my phone number ain't on here no more. But, hell, you can email it to me. That's why I sell pictures.
Cal's ass.
Hey, I accept pictures too, y'all. But I ain't gonna lie, I print my shit out.
Wow.
I take y'all with me
at the end of the night.
Everybody rush to send Father a picture, why don't you?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna that number 9 and 10. I got enough ink to print those two.
Love child, I get all kinds of number five.
Well, I'm pretty sure whoever that is will not appreciate you printing out their pictures.
I mean, he gonna keep them in the privacy of his own bathroom.
Right.
Right next to the lotion. Right next to the lotion.
I need to visualize.
Yes, you are, love child. Yes, you are, my love child. Uh-oh. You hear that knock at the door. Mother Nature, what are you doing?
Hey, man, trust me, man. Sometimes your mind can't play tricks on you. It feels so real.
Remind me to just keep dapping you out. I knew the reason I shook your hand.
Hey, has anybody ever seen Love for Sale? You ever seen Love for Sale? It's a little low budget movie with Maya and what's the old girl that looked like Beats from the Streets? The chick. It's got a few people in it, man. It's called Love for Sale, but Jason Weaver is in the movie, and he's the jack off king.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Where the phone keep going on?
Somebody sent you pictures.
Somebody, they still sending you pictures up?
Yes, sir.
Shit. Yeah. Well, you talking, I got to go buy a new thing of ink. I'm like, run out. Then go give me some color ink.
Maybe I'll be right back.
This is goddamn big ass titties. Take up the whole phone.
Oh, well, yeah, you got to post some titties.
Is there a such thing as too much titty?
Never.
Hell no.
There's never a such thing as too much titty.
Never.
It's breast cancer month, goddammit. Save all boobies. I love all boobies.
I heard that.
Don't ever let nobody tell you that. If any man say that's too much, he's a goddamn lie. Or he gay.
I heard that. One or the other. It's the only two options and alternatives, huh?
Damn right. There's nothing. It's hell.
Is there such thing as too little titty?
Yes, it is.
It got to be what Martin said. Got to be a little cush under the nip.
No, it got to be at least a mouthful.
Yeah, okay.
If you just ain't bigger than mine, I'm good.
You do? Yes. Hell no.
If you lick a nipple, then we need to finance you some breast implants.
Okay, all right. Take them off.
There we go.
Take them off.
Well, looks like we made it through another show.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a good one, y'all. It's been a good one.
I don't know. Y'all was acting kind of funny in the beginning of the show. Like, y'all ain't wanted to fuck with us.
Anybody have a person in the chat room?
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I'm the
only
person in the chat room. Oh, don't worry about it. She said that she's the only person in the chat room.
Now, we'll be in there.
I said, am I? Because I'm in there now.
call you out right now. But don't worry, we're on our way.
Okay.
So, before we get out of here, as we always do, anybody got any last words? Pretty girl, you got any last words?
Enjoy the show. Good to be back.
Look, stop. You got any last words?
And check your
good
inbox, Kev.
You said what now?
So check your inbox.
And I will do that. Look, so you got any last words?
Good deal, y'all. I always enjoy myself. Always enjoy myself.
What's up? Jermaine, any last words?
Yeah, she changed her voice.
What?
Go ahead.
Good show. Talk to y'all next week.
Way low.
Oh, shit. No. Talk to y'all next week. Great show as usual. Everybody have a nice and pleasant night.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
I mean, we said the last words, man, not the last paragraph.
Hey, wait, let me ask you a question, though, dog.
What up?
I read the little post, man. What was you talking about as far as your shit, when your shit got stolen?
Oh, man. Well, you seen that my room got broke into when I was in Texas, right? So they filed a claim talking about the insurance was going to pay for this, pay for that, blah, blah, blah. It was like $3,500 worth of shit that got stolen out of my room. My laptop with my book on it, my magazine, all that shit gone. So, I told dude, he was like, all right, we're going to write it up, send it in to my insurance company. All you got to do is just wait. You know, they'll get in contact with you. This is in May. Months go by, I don't get no phone calls, ain't nobody says shit. And I'm calling this dude, cussing his ass out. He tired of hearing from me. All right, I'm going to call them, see what's going on. They don't call him back. He don't call me back. So now I'm pissed off. I'll call corporate. Corporate get on his ass. He called me because I called corporate. He goes, I got the name for the adjuster, and, you know, here's her number. Call this bitch. She goes, well, we thought your home renter's insurance was going to cover it, and we're not liable because the third party is liable for your merchandise that was stolen. So I was like, how is the motherfucker that's stealing from me going to be able to pay me if y'all don't know who the fuck he is, for one? And if the motherfucker stole from me, don't you think he broke and ain't got no money? So how the fuck am I going to collect from this dickhead that's in Texas that's probably pawing my shit off for some crack or some shit? How the fuck am I going to find him and get my money?
Now, when I saw that, isn't the hotel responsible?
All right, this is Texas law. If something happened to your goods in Texas, the hotel is only liable for $50 worth of whatever's missing. $50, that's it. And they're not held responsible for anything that comes up missing out of your room.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Now, from May till now, did nobody tell me that shit. If they would have told me that after my shit got stole, I would have been like, all right, I would have chalked it up as a loss. I'd been pissed off still, but at least I would have known I ain't getting no check, you know, later down the line and shit like that. My dumb ass sitting over there, yeah, these motherfuckers are going to send me this check. You know, it's going to be at least $4,000. Goddamn computer was $3,200 by a damn self. My necklace, some Blu-rays, all kinds of shit. Nothing. So now, you know, shit, I already got another laptop, but that's besides the point. I wanted my shit, or at least my bread for that shit. I cussed her ass out for a good 10 minutes till she hung up on me.
That motherfucker walk around with your shit, dog. Talking about sue me. Catch me if you can.
I like to call the flight down there and
tore that goddamn hotel up till somebody gave me my goddamn bread. I'm going to take a laptop out of somebody's ass.
I just wanted to know the story, dog. I saw the post, and I'm like, how the fuck is the dude that stole the shit responsible? That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it don't make no sense at all. The third party? Who the fuck is the third party?
That's
what I thought. But in the great state of Texas, they is not responsible for anything. If you read the sign on the back of the hotel door, it says that they only responsible for $50 worth of your shit if it comes up missing or stolen.
So that's all you got was $50?
I didn't get shit. She was like, well, sir, we can mail you that $50 check. What's your address? I was like, 1034 Fuck You Lane. That's what she hung up on.
Wow.
Mm.
Ooh, I ain't never been in Texas, boy. It's rough for black man down there.
Shit, I grew up in Texas. I grew up next to a town called White Settlement. That's the name of the town, White Settlement.
Wow.
Ain't too many brothers there, huh?
Ain't no brothers there, period.
Mm.
We got pulled over down there. They took off the seats. They took off the dashboard. They took all four tires off. Didn't find no drugs. Didn't find shit. All right, you guys have a nice day. And left our shit the way they took it apart and just drove off.
That's real fucked up.
That is fucked up.
I ain't laughing at you, dog. I'm laughing with you, but that's real.
I ain't laughing. You know how long it took to put that shit back together?
I can imagine the look on your face when they told you to have a nice day. You sitting there looking at your dashboard laying on the motherfucking curb.
I mean, the dashboard. It wasn't no, like, a 1-2-3-piece dashboard. This is the whole dashboard from the left side to the right side.
Hmm.
Damn, what they thought y'all had to do. And then cut a hole in the spare tire. Talking about we might have drugs or not.
Wow.
That's some racist shit right there.
Oh, it was racist in a motherfucker.
Should have got they damn badge number, man.
Oh, I got all of that shit. You know what they told me? Probable cause, because it was three black men that looked like we could have been trafficking over the border with a out-of-state license plate.
And how do three black men look like they've been trafficking, that they could possibly be trafficking?
They look like me and my homeboys, I guess. I mean, it was a nice call. I had a 2001. It was a 2001 Chevy Impala.
22s on a nice pack. They're about ready to lynch a nigga, so, you know, all of them look like.
So let me get this right, man. So I guess two of your homeboys had to hold up one end of the car while you stick the tire on the other side?
Man, I left that car out there. I got them rims. We got a U-Haul. I got the rims. I got my sounds out. Everything in the car, I left that car down there.
Wow.
Yeah,
that car is probably
man.
Still sitting out there.
Four tires off the car
how
with no jack.
Huh?
How long ago was this?
That was about 4 years, maybe. 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
Well, you be getting yourself into some shit, man.
Who you telling? If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck.
Fucking with the police. I feel you on that one.
Oh, damn.
But I just wanted to know the story, dog. Because I was confused.
Yeah,
I ain't going to even lie. I was
Candlewood, sweet Austin, Texas. Fucked him with a long, syphilis-infested dick.
Didn't he get taken to jail in Texas for having some small amount of weed on him? I read that somewhere. I think on Yahoo. I thought that Snoop just got arrested in Texas for having some...
Texas don't play that shit.
Weed on him.
That's George Bush country, man.
The Bushes are in Texas. Don't play that shit. Yep. Motherfuckers, I think he was like maybe 2 hours away from where my aunt stayed. He got this big ass fucking fancy ass mansion, fucking oil fields, horses, all kinds of crazy shit.
Who does?
Bush.
Oh. Mm, okay.
That motherfucker don't play shit. They control Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They will lock your ass up quick.
No, they do not play in Texas. Drinking and driving, smoking and driving, none of that shit. You better not even look like you got weed on you. They fucking with you.
Wow.
Open container, they locking your ass up for more than 30 days.
Damn.
Do they do that shit to the white folks? Yeah, but
or
the weed
just the black
thing.
So deep down there. They do it that. Well, outside of white settlement, if you go to white settlement and a couple more of those little hick towns, it's just mainly they fuck with all the black people. But, like, if you go to, like, let's say Dallas or Fort Worth or Galveston or something like that, it's everybody. I don't care who you is, they fucking with you. But who they really fuck with, not us black folks, they fuck with the essays more than they fuck with anybody.
Because
it's so close to Mexico, they think that they illegal, so they pulling their ass over all day looking for green cards.
What are you doing, Holmes? They got me cards? Are you pulling me over? I'm an American citizen, Holmes. Charlie.
Yeah, they fuck with the essay heavy down there.
That's why you keep your ass in the Midwest.
Shit, you get fucked with wherever you go.
Yeah, but it ain't as bad down south, man.
Shit, they had my ass spread eagle on Ridge Road. Broad daylight. Because I had a fucking...
That's
scary,
though,
pistol,
man. Not spread.
Oh, that was fucking... That was Lake County fucking with me.
Hey, how you...
Because you look like you from Gary. Yeah, but you think I wouldn't get fucked with if I got them vet tags on the back of my shit? If you were fucking, you got them vet tags, that's a pass.
Nah, they don't do that shit no more, man, because too many motherfuckers have already tried that shit. Support our troops, all those kind of stickers and shit on the back.
I'm talking about Army veteran, not that support your vet, not a support your vet tag. I'm talking about an Army veteran tag. You've been in military, not supporting the military.
Man, right. When they pull you over, they look at this motherfucker. Never been in no damn service. Get your ass out the car.
Right. You ain't no damn veteran. You too young.
Whose car is this? This your daddy car? Okay, buddy.
I just tell him, check my dog tags. All you got to do is check my dog tags.
I had Marine Corps shit all on the back of my car, man. Them motherfuckers still pull me over. Get your ass out the car. You too goddamn big to be in the service. You know, service motherfuckers, they skinny. Get your big ass out the car.
You know what kills me? When these motherfucking dope boys go get a fucking dare license plate tag.
Mm-hmm. Them hunters. That's them hunters.
Mm-hmm. How you gonna sell drugs but have a dare to keep off of drugs license plate tag?
Because you don't want to get pulled over.
Right.
You know, they got some new shit. They got some new shit, man. Yeah. Them motherfuckers, they got some shit on their police cars so they can scan your plate and tell if whoever that car is registered to can tell if your license is suspended or not.
Yeah, they got little cameras on there.
Yeah, man, that shit fucked me up, man. They can scan your shit, and your shit going to come back as either you got a valid license or a suspended license. If your shit come back suspended, they pull your ass over just to see if you the one driving.
Yep.
Try to get that extra money, man. That's some slick
The repo truck started that shit.
Pull you over and get your, have you give them your license. If your license is suspended, that's going to be in the computer anyway.
Yeah, but it's a little camera on a car. Like, if you drive past that little camera and it says that driver's license is suspended, they're going to turn around and swoop on you.
Yep.
Oh, you're saying, okay, so that's the reason they're pulling you over.
They don't have to fucking in your plate no more. That's right. Automatic now.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's not like they pulled you over for making a wrong road.
Nah, that little camera reads your license plate numbers.
Oh,
the
okay.
Repo, the tow truck company started that shit with the repos and shit. So now all they got to do is drive up and down the parking lot, and when it's running those license plates, if it come up a red flag, they're going to pull that car.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know the police got that shit now.
Yeah,
the police
got
to put your shit in no more.
Nope.
They ain't got to type in your shit no more. That camera do all that shit for them.
Yep.
Mm. Wow, I want to say that.
Jerry got those new chargers, and they got like five or six.